What is up, rebels? You're listening to Rise Rebelliously. Britta here, your host, mentor, and rebel entrepreneur. I exist on this planet to guide ambitious entrepreneurs into their confident, radiant, rebellious, unapologetic next selves. We don't play around here. Tough love, mindset, action. We do shit our way, not theirs. Come along this journey as we grow, scale, and dare to prevail. Here we rise rebelliously. Let's fucking do this.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to another episode. Let's talk about success and our path to success and our journey and our desire for fast success. That's how people sell things. That's how you see things being advertised. This is what we all want, right? Who doesn't want to hit certain goals and certain income goals in 3 months or 6 months? But the truth is, this is not how it works very often. Now, don't get me wrong. There are people who have a somewhat chance of overnight success, but those are far and far between. The people in your life that you're looking up to, they have put in years and years of work behind the scenes, after jobs, depending on what it is, they have put in the work. And that is something that a lot of people are not ready to hear, and they don't want to hear, and they don't want to accept. If you were to email me or DM me on Instagram, be like, what do you think I need to do to hit this giant successful goal of mine? I would be like 5 to 10 years of hard fucking work, of questioning yourself, of doubting yourself, of putting in work on educating yourself, becoming a better leader, becoming a better teacher, becoming a better student every single day. Doing things because you're committed to the goal, because you're committed to the journey, because you're committed, because you're doing what you want to be doing. Almost everybody I know who's around my life, they work hard. People work hard all over the world. Okay. The globe is filled with fucking hard workers. But the difference is if you're working hard towards a goal you want to be working towards or not. Burnout happens when you're working hard for something you don't believe in. If you're working hard on something that you believe on deep in your fucking core, to make your life better, to make your business better, you continuously grow. And it's every single day putting in that work. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be an entrepreneur. Don't get me wrong. I love entrepreneurship, but it is not for everybody. And so if you feel like if you're committed to the goal, whether it is your boss's goal or your team's goal, that is the same thing. You just have to be committed to what you are working for. And it's not fast, okay? If you're looking online and you're seeing, let's say you want to lose some weight and somebody's like, okay, 3 weeks to Rockfarm Abs. Okay, yes, we all have seen things like this. Or a program, let's say it's a coaching program or mentorship, and they're like, okay, you're going to make for a webinar. They're like, okay, you're going to make $1,000 after this call. I believe in manifestation and attraction. And I do believe in miracles, but the real, true, raw truth of this is that you have to work fucking hard and you have to put in so many days and so many hours into your vision and your goal. And the only reason that the people at the top that you're looking at and you're like, wow, they clearly just have it all. They have all this free time is because they've already put in that hard work. They've already put in that time. A lot of times when you're aligned with the vision, you're aligned with the goal, you don't even call it hard work because this is just your life. This is just your goal. This is just what you're doing. This is part of the journey. And that's why it's so important to find what you really want to be doing, what you feel called to be doing, because there is an end goal. There's no end income or moment in your life where you're like, okay, I did it. I'm good. It's over. No, you're constantly like, what's next? What's next? What's next? Because you enjoy the actual journey. You know, there might be a defining moment or a milestone where you're like, okay, I've made it. But then you're still going to turn around and be like, okay, what's next? Because it's the journey. That is the whole point. If you worked your entire life just for one point, like if you're working up for weekends or you're working up towards retirement, then what happened to the rest of your fucking life? It's the journey. It's the every day in and out of putting in the time and the effort to building that success, whatever that success may mean to you. And it's not quick and it's not easy. There are ways to make things faster and ways to what they call quantum leap or save time and make things work better. But overall, you still have to put in the work. You still have to commit. Okay. There's not some quick little button or platter that's going to land on your door with the answers. It's just not going to happen. And if you're constantly Googling for the answers or you're constantly reading new books on trying to change things and you're not actually putting any action out, you're not doing anything to build what you would consider success. it's just not there. It's just not going to happen. It's putting in the action. It's educating yourself and putting in the action and putting it all together every single day. And if somebody's offering you a quick turnaround to make a ton of fucking money, odds are it's not filled with integrity. Odds are it's not going to work for you, and they're making money off of you wanting quick results. I had a coaching client of mine admit to me that the reason that she invested in a program and then also in me as her coach is because she was looking for quick success. And one of the main takeaways that she learned from working with me is that she was finally happy with where she was. She was finally feeling like she was enjoying the journey and that her journey is not going to line up with other people's journey. And she was going to take it step by step, day by day, put in the work. And every day she was seeing better results. Every single day she was getting new clients and it was growing, you know, but it wasn't like this fast success that she was promised, not by me, but promised by the world, by the internet, by these programs that, you know, it's going to take this long and you're going to reach this goal. It doesn't work like that. It just doesn't. You can take all the tools and the tricks and the resources and the education, and you can use that to put in the work every single day, and then you will grow. You could grow just by putting in the work, but it has nothing to do with quick success or quick turnovers or any of this. And that's something a lot of people don't want to hear. People don't want to hear it's going to take a lot of work. They just don't. And it's not good for sales marketing, because then you can't sell shit because everybody wants a quick result. And that's a problem. And that's why you have to build your business and sell with your business or whatever it is with integrity, and be raw and honest and truthful, and explain that it's about commitment and it's about sticking to it. It's about working on your mindset every single day. It's about working on your business every single day, because your business or your job is part of who you are. It just is. It's part of who you are. Because if you say it's not part of who you are, then you're wasting, I don't know, 80% of your life. Most people work 5 days a week. A lot of people work 6 or 7. And when you separate it, that's when you start to feel unaligned. There's nothing wrong with having your business or your job be part of who you are, because it is who you are. You go there day in and day out, and you put in all of your work and your passion and your integrity, and you put it into it. And there's nothing wrong with claiming that and identifying with that. And it's so important to remember that, you know, everyone's path to success is going to be different. There are going to be people who seemingly did it overnight, but the truth is they didn't. There are not many people in this world who have done it overnight. If you look at the most successful people in the world, they have been doing this for years. And everybody has a story of their downs and the times when they felt like failures, or when they did fail and they got back up anyways. So if you're chasing a quick path to success, you're not going to find it. And you're going to waste a lot of money in the meantime. What I'm saying is invest in the programs, invest in the coach, invest in the education, invest in the resources that encourage your journey rather than an outcome. It's just part of your journey. It's part of who you are, and every day you work towards it. And if you're feeling burnt out, or if you're feeling like you're working too hard for something you don't believe in, then it's time to start questioning what you want to be working towards. What do you want to identify with? What is important to you? Who do you want to help? What do you want to grow? Because when you focus on the reason, the why, it doesn't feel like work anymore. It's just part of your life. It's a path, it's a journey. And then every time you hit a milestone and make more money and you do better and feel better, it's just a happy life. It's just a feeling of I'm doing it, I'm on my mission, I'm on my path. And success is inevitable because I am on the right path for me. I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing. And it's finding that path and finding that passion that will bring you to success. It's not, you know, a 7-day workshop that's going to manifest you $2,000. It just doesn't work like that, because that $2,000 will just fly away. Then you're still going to be questioning why you're doing this. You know how many people in this world work their fucking asses off and make a ton of money and they're miserable? We've heard it so many times, but it's so true. I have nothing against making a lot of money. I think money is amazing. We need it. I think there is nothing wrong with it. And I worked through a lot of hard money mindset struggles my whole life. You know, I was raised in a household where everything was lack. Everything was about what we can't have rather than what we do have versus the savings and the investments. It was all about what we can't have, what we don't have. And that's the difference. It's choosing the way you see money and you use money in a positive light. It's when you look at your bank account and you look at your credit cards and you see things coming out, you're actually grateful because half the money to be coming out. You know, it's even when you look at your credit cards and your debt and you could be like, wow, how amazing is that? I have a chance to even have this credit. It's not a fucking easy shift. Do not get me wrong. This is not an easy thing to do. This takes constant work to break old habits and break bad mindsets. But once you break the mindset, it makes it a lot easier to go after your mission and your passion. And when you follow your mission and your passion and your purpose, the money will follow. But you have to be on the right journey and you have to accept that it's a journey, not an end result. It's a journey and it's yours. So you get to carve it. You get to carve the fucking way. You get to carve which way you want to go. And if we want to change it, you know, even people who have quit their jobs and become entrepreneurs start to realize that they might not be going down the right path. We make shifts all the time. People that have graduated college with certain degrees change it all of the time. My fiance graduated with a business degree and he is an electrician. It's okay to change your mind. It's okay to shift. It's okay to change because that's all part of the path. That's all part of the journey and it's yours. So you claim it and you own it. And remember, when you're, let's say you're working out and you have been working out for a couple of weeks and you have this goal, this like 6-week program. Like I said, a lot of times it's 6 weeks, it's 5 weeks, it's a couple of months are a way to sell things. But overall, everything connects to one journey. Everything connects to one life. It's your fucking life. So if you have this goal to work out for 6 weeks, you know, follow this regimen, and then you don't work for 2 weeks in the middle, and then you're like, fuck, okay, I'm going to just start it over. So you start from week one again. What you're doing here is telling yourself that you failed, right? Instead of just saying, okay, I'm going to keep going. I'm just going to work on it again. It's like if you don't post on social media, you know, fuck, I got to start all over. I got to start again. I got to start it again. It's not about starting over. It's about continuing. It's just continuing the journey. You could miss days. You could miss months. You know, you could even years fall into a path of just working this one job that has made you feel miserable. And then the next part of your journey is going to be to rediscover who you are and what you want to go after and what you're doing this for. You're not starting over. Your life isn't starting over. The path itself is just changing course. You don't have to start at the beginning of the path. Not Benjamin Button movie shit. You know, it's just allowing the journey to be up and down and zigzags and crossovers and whatever the fuck it is. You're not going backwards. You're just constantly moving towards what feels good, feels right, and what keeps you going in the first place. Hold on to that. Hold on to that with all your fucking might, whatever it takes. Hold on to that. That driving force that is keeping you going, your energy, your raw power, all of that. Hold on to it. Whatever lights you the fuck up, hold on to it and follow it. Because I promise you the money and the success will follow as long as you stick to your integrity and your mission, your mission, not someone else's. All right. Thank you so much for listening to another rant podcast. These are where I thrive. I wake up with thought and I just riff on it. There is no script. There is no, you know, planned action. This is something that usually comes to me. I jump on and I record. And if you've enjoyed it or you've felt any sort of way, take a screenshot, post it on Instagram and send it over to me. Let's talk about it. Let's make a conversation about this. Let's be social. We're human beings and we crave connection. We need connection. It's all, what this is all about. It's about people. You're my people. To the next one. All right, Rebels, thanks for listening to another kick-ass episode. If you related to this at all, be sure to share it with others so we can rise together.